This is an Aero News Touch and Go for June 22, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The National Business Aviation Association is welcoming the conclusion of a recent report from the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Inspector General that, quote, general aviation presents only limited and mostly hypothetical threats to security. We also determined that the steps general aviation airport owners and managers have taken to enhance security are positive and effective, unquote. Among the key findings in the 30-page study, quote, the current status of operations does not present a serious homeland security vulnerability, requiring TSA to increase regulatory oversight of the industry, unquote. NBAA President Ed Boland promises, quote, we will continue working with policymakers to promote effective proposals for enhancing security while recognizing the business aviation community's need for mobility and flexibility. At the same time, we welcome this recognition of our industry's long-standing commitment to security and the effective measures we've taken to minimize security threats, unquote. Adam Dylan Leon, that 31-year-old student pilot who reportedly admitted taking a Cessna 172 from a Canadian flight school and leading U.S. authorities on an aerial nighttime chase over three states on April 6th, has been indicted on charges of interstate transportation of a stolen aircraft, importation of a stolen aircraft, and illegal entry. All are federal crimes in the U.S. The Associated Press reports Leon told the FBI he was trying to commit suicide by U.S. fighter jet. U.S. fighters did intercept the plane as it crossed the border from Canada and tried unsuccessfully to contact Leon. He was nearly out of fuel when he landed on a road near Elsinore, Missouri. He was later arrested without incident at a nearby store. Leon appeared in federal court Thursday last week to determine if he was competent to stand trial. If he's convicted, he faces 20 years in prison. OneSky Aviation says it now holds an STC for installation of the Forward Vision EVS-100 Enhanced Vision System in the entire Cessna single-engine piston product line, accounting for 158 individual Cessna derivative airframes. OneSky Aviation is a full-service aviation maintenance facility based in Anchorage, Alaska. Kerry Foster of OneSky commented, quote, as both the STC developer and long-term EVS operator, I can attest to the enhanced level of situational awareness brought on by the effective use of EVS products. Installation via this STC will have a dramatic impact on risk mitigation and the enhancement of flight safety of pilots and passengers around the world. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. The U.S. Air Force test fires its advanced tactical laser. The VH-71 helicopter still has support in Congress. And a judge lets General Motors out of its aircraft leases. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about unique challenges of flying in the summertime. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.